Hey everyone, welcome back to Stoic Confidence. I'm your host, Avery Hart, and if you're anything like me, you probably feel like life's been throwing curveballs lately. News headlines scream chaos, social media feeds are overflowing with opinions, and even the weather seems determined to be unpredictable. Talk about a recipe for stress, right? But listen up, because today's episode is all about building resilience, that inner strength that lets us not just survive, but actually thrive, even when the world feels like it's spinning out of control. Because let's be real, life isn't always sunshine and rainbows. There will be challenges, setbacks, and moments that make you want to pull the covers over your head and hide. But what sets us apart is how we handle those tough times. Do we crumble under pressure? Or do we rise above it, stronger and wiser than before? That's the power of resilience, my friends, and it's something we can all cultivate. So, what are some actionable steps to build that unshakable inner strength? First, embrace a growth mindset. You know that feeling when you learn something new, tackle a difficult task, or overcome a hurdle? That's your brain doing its thing, growing and adapting. Don't be afraid of failure, see it as an opportunity to learn and grow. Every mistake is a chance to refine your approach and come back stronger. Second, practice mindfulness. Ever notice how our minds can race from one thought to another? We worry about the past, fret about the future, and rarely live in the present moment. Mindfulness helps us calm that mental chatter. It's about paying attention to the here and now, your breath, your senses, your surroundings. There are tons of apps and guided meditations out there, or even just taking a few minutes each day to sit quietly and observe your thoughts can make a world of difference. Third, build a support system. We're social creatures hardwired for connection. Having people we trust, friends, family, mentors who offer support, encouragement, and a listening ear can make all the difference when things get tough. Don't be afraid to reach out and ask for help when you need it. Fourth, take care of yourself. This is not just about exercise and healthy eating, although those are definitely important. It's about prioritizing your well-being in all aspects of your life, getting enough sleep, engaging in activities that bring you joy, setting boundaries to protect your time and energy. When we feel good physically and emotionally, we're better equipped to handle challenges. And finally, remember your values. What truly matters to you? What principles guide your decisions and actions? Connecting with your core values can provide a sense of purpose and direction, even in uncertain times. Okay, let me give you a real-world example. Imagine this. You're presenting at work, pouring your heart and soul into it, when suddenly the projector malfunctions. Everyone stares blankly at the screen. Your palms start sweating, your mind races with worst-case scenarios. This is where resilience kicks in. Do you panic? Do you freeze up? Or do you take a deep breath, acknowledge the situation, maybe even make a joke to lighten the mood, and improvise? See what I mean? Resilience isn't about being impervious to challenges, it's about how we respond to them. It's about having the mental and emotional fortitude to bounce back stronger, wiser, and more capable than before. And remember, building resilience is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but with each challenge you overcome, you'll grow a little bit more resilient. So, what are you waiting for? Start embracing that growth mindset, practicing mindfulness, nurturing your support system, taking care of yourself, and connecting with your values. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a dose of resilience in their life, you know, the friend who always seems stressed or overwhelmed. Leave a review and let me know your biggest takeaways. And as always, stay confident, stay strong, and keep rocking that inner power. I'll catch you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.